Yo, crew members, what it be? All right, so let me let y'all know what happened behind the scenes.
This is a professional establishment that we're running here.
Hey, you know.
Don't nobody pay me to do this shit.
I can tell.
Listen, I'm waiting for my check, bro.
You ain't getting it. I told you that before. I told you that last time.
All right, well, it's been real. It's been fun.
Huh? Yep. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
All right, so apparently the recording stopped going, and I don't know when. I'm not trying to have to pull the fucking recording back in just to try to find out where we fucking jumped off from.
We were only talking an hour, so it's cool. You're good.
I thought it was like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, look. You need to make your time down here worthwhile. You drove down a fucking hour.
It takes you an hour to get here. I drove a good bit, yeah.
So,
I'm on the other side of the mall.
Yeah, dude, I can literally throw a rock at your house.
I could walk here.
Yeah. So, I still don't got the normal crew. Andy, he's got school. He's going to be back next week, though. He's going back next week in regular rotation. Anthony, he's going to be out for 3 weeks. We already knew that. So, I brought in some of the other boys that I play with.
Hi.
And you know they enjoy it.
Hello.
Do I ever?
We have my crew from the Monday Night Gaming, which y'all would know about from the Twitch. Mr. Dan Gray.
Hi.
Mr. Javier Moore.
Hello. See, previous to this, I had witty things, funny things to say. That's all lost now because it was off the cuff and now it's, so,
to recreate it is like impossible.
It's impossible. It's not going to happen.
We can't recreate it. So
fuck it.
You guys are all right.
We just might as well end this right now and call it good.
You guys are missing out.
Yeah.
It was good though. Just trust that it was good.
Yeah. You should have been here. Really.
We talked about tentacle porn.
That's what we call it.
Yeah.
All right, so now since we're done with that part of the TED Talk, I mean, that one's sitting aside, we can go ahead and start talking about some Diablo 4.
Yeah, you didn't do the whole, you got to do the intro of what are we playing, man?
Oh, do you want me to go ahead and do that again?
Listen, that's your fans expect that.
Yes.
Your fans expect that.
My fans.
Your three fans.
Yeah, thank you.
Two of them in the room with you.
So, now it is time to go ahead and let all the crew members at home and the ones abroad, we're going to tell you what we are play.
I do enjoy that.
Just fix that in post.
I don't want to. I am very happy with. I had the timing down pretty good on figuring those things out, so I'm okay.
Seasoned pro.
I try to be. All right, so we have finished the main campaign in Diablo 4. We are now in the endgame stuff, which, and you mean, and Hav already started the season.
Yes.
So I'm going to have you talk about season real quick, because I want to know about your build as well.
I can't really talk too much of my season 1 build, because I just started it. Main campaign, I ran with the rogue. I also have to do what's that now?
Again, shocker.
Yeah, well, we've already discussed
the diatribe that we went through.
Yeah, we already went through all of that, and then this, and it just tailed off to other games that we played, whatever. So with the main campaign sort of done, outside of the end game stuff, my season 1 build is with Barbarian. Or warrior. Barbarian.
I think it's Barbarian.
Yeah.
Barbarian.
So I don't really have too much of a build because I'm early on. I'm only like level 17, so there's really not much of a build to begin with.
Do you have an idea of what you're trying to like lead yourself towards, or you're just like whatever feels good when you level up?
I play around with certain types of builds. So I'm following guides on.
So when you're not watching hentai porn, you're doing YouTube videos.
I did a lot of research on hentai porn prior to this because I thought that's what we were going to talk about.
The TED Talk will be on the Patreon.
Yeah. So
there you go.
I didn't realize that we were just going to talk about video games. So I got a little apologizing to do with the wife.
The amount of time you didn't spend with her, but you watched.
I was doing research for the podcast. Hentai porn again? Yes. I'm working. So Yeah, so I don't really have too much. All I know is that so far, not much of a story to the season stuff. You just have to do tasks. You have to complete certain dungeons, a certain amount of dungeons, get certain amount of waypoints just to get through chapter one or chapter two and so forth. So I'm currently working on clearing some of the chapter two stuff.
So you know how with the end game stuff, with like how when we play, we go to like the talking heads.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Yeah. Because
in seasons as well.
That's part of the end game. Because okay. At that point, you skip through the main campaign stuff. Even though you start as level one, you have already completed, so to speak, the main campaign.
Yeah.
So you're basically, you're in tier two or tier one, well, whichever one you want to start with. But you start at level one after the main story. Because that's where the season one, yeah. season of the Malignant,
yeah.
comes in.
I was just about to ask, like, when you go into the season, does it... Are you still at like fighting level 7 shit?
No, you're. Well, everything
I think
scales
it's going to scale. Well, I mean, yeah. like what I see, like we see the same name up there when we fight something,
right?
But the level I see is different than what you see.
Well, that one thing we did the other night was 73.
I think certain spots, you know what I mean? It like scaling goes away. I'm not even entirely sure, but I think like when the hell tides are around,
or maybe
like in that area, I don't think it scales.
Yeah, currently not dealing with the hell tides because that's tier three requirement, and because you're starting in tier two, you have to get up to at least towards level 50 to
before you can even do the dungeon.
Right, you have to get yourself to tier three in order to face all of that. So again, very early in the season, so I don't really have too much of an opinion on it. I know there's a lot of negative feedback when it comes to season one or when it comes to some of the latest updates. I don't really have too much of an opinion because I never really had one of these OP builds that people have had, so I can't really compare it to that.
A lot of people, a lot of the people that are mad are the ones that put like hundreds of hours, you know what I mean, into these seasons and, you know what I mean, and these builds. I mean, yeah, I can understand being pissed. You know what I mean?
All
absolutely.
Of a sudden they get shit on by the developers.
Yeah. I mean, look, I can fully understand. But, like, for us,
extremely casual.
Casual gamers.
We are extremely casual.
I mean, like, it's... I don't see that being an issue with us.
No, you know because I mean? To have Not these builds, you have to have specific equipment, specific aspects. And, you know... Unless you're gonna hunt,
I'm just happy
hours
I have a
it.
Full diamond to use instead of a chipped one or a crude one.
Yeah, so I'm fine. It's a little bit of a challenge, especially when we're doing tier three stuff. We are faced with more of a challenge now because we die a little bit more often now.
Yeah,
the hell ties like so. The last time we did the hell ties the other day, I didn't die once. I ran through that entire hell ties, that entire hour that we were on.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't die once. Like, every time I came real close, I looked, I'm like, oh, shit. And then my ice armor was just ready. You know what I mean? Nice. So I'd be able to hit that, or I can teleport away. You know what I mean? And when I teleport, I get, like, plus X amount of speed, of movement speed up for a certain amount of seconds. So, like, but that shit was nuts.
It gets a little bit crazy. That sort of makes you want to have more of an AoE build because a lot of enemies.
It's a lot of swarming.
A lot of enemies swarm on you. So you do want to have an AoE build for that. But
yeah, the AoE build definitely makes sense.
Funny you should mention that because the character that I use in Diablo 4 is a Necromancer. And the build that I currently have uses.
Tentacles?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Corpse tendrils, which kind of look like tentacles. They're probably grabbing the goat guys and stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to pull them in together.
Oh, yeah. Pull them in.
All at the same time. Anyway, so like when the corpses drop, like I can do a blight area. So like if like people are dropping, I can just boom, 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 and like the whole thing is like covered in blight, which like kills them.
I could work with that. I like that. So you're running with a barbarian in seasons and you have a level 59 rogue, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you got
correct.
Right now?
Yes. Okay.
You are a level 56.
59 as well.
Yeah.
Are you 59?
58 or 59, yeah.
58? Okay, yeah, level 58. You're a necromancer.
Yes.
Alessandra.
Alessandre.
Alessandre. Hav is...
I honestly don't even remember the name of...
Yamor.
Yamor, that's
Yamor.
What it is.
Yeah. Yamor.
Yamor. Or Hamor.
Hamor. Javier is Yamor.
Or Hamor.
Hamor. I can't roll R's, so...
Hamor.
Okay. See, these mics are too good for you to be... No, we don't need that. We don't... Not enough women listen to this podcast. We don't need that.
Hey, but this is how we get guys, though.
No, this is how we get them, though.
This is how we get anybody. Not a single person is going to start listening to the podcast from today. I guarantee.
So all you need is promote the rolling of the R's. That's it. You get the women in. That's how you get it. That's how you do it.
My sorcerer build is level 60 now.
Just which... have him sit on their speakers.
Old school throwback.
That's right, your build?
Sorcerer, right?
So I'm a sorcerer. I'm a level 60. I just remember that I have to go and upgrade my medicine or my health potions. You know, because now I'm guessing I'm going to go up to like 10 or 11. Because I'm at 9 now. Nice. But nah, man, it's a good game. And
9 is the max, by the way. It just it just increases the potency.
Okay.
So that you heal more.
All right. I guess I'm fine with that. So, isn't the first season going to be ending in
October?
October. Okay. Like beginning of October, right? Okay. So I guess there's still a little bit of time left to fuck around with it.
Maybe.
Depending on how often we get together.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, now since we're in the endgame stuff, I'm balls to the wall, dude. I'm running in Helltides whether you guys are with me or not.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for you guys. I mean, no. Helltides is going to be a little bit easier to run with people
because it's alone fucking is nuts.
Also, I will probably get bored of Helltides eventually because it's pretty much doing the same thing over and over.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, dude, it's just grinding a fucking area in order to get the gear. So. Now, another thing I wanted to talk with y'all about is a game that not only are we going to get day one on Game Pass, but...
Hang on, man. Is that all you're playing? Is Diablo the only game you're playing currently?
That's the only game I'm playing.
So, besides that, I've been fucking with Fist.
Okay.
F-I-S-T.
I saw that. Do a lot of fisting?
Yeah. I did.
That's what we call people that play Fist.
Yes, of course. Fisting. Yeah, Fisters.
They're fisting. Yeah, Fisters. Yeah.
Yep.
I did actually dabble with Fist a little bit.
So the reason why I looked at it, I'm like, because I remember when the trailers first came out for the game like 2 years ago. You know what I mean? At like one of the E3 events or something, one of the fucking events. And I was like, wow, this just seems really interesting. A rabbit with a ginormous mechanical arm. I'm like, okay, let's fuck around and find out.
And it's a Metroidvania, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, which.
And that's the thing. Like,
is the only reason why I'm not considering playing.
Really?
The game.
I mean, it's
dude.
It's not dude. Dude. It's not his style,
dude.
Like at all.
Why is that?
Because I suck at platforming.
It's not a.
There is.
See, I don't think
there.
The whole like
there's a lot of platforming in Metroidvania games.
The whole 2D like timing aspect of things like throws me the fuck off. Right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's alright then. It's alright. But dude, it's a Metroidvania. It's very much like Ori-esque.
Doom. So that bothers me a little bit because have you played Doom? Because Doom is a bit of a Metroidvania.
Isn't it also a first person shooter?
It is a first person shooter, but
right. But which Doom are we talking about?
The newer ones that came out.
Okay. Eternal.
The last two.
The last two. Yes, I have tried them. I no longer play them. But I tried them, and then after having to jump off of...
No, you know what? Doom does have a little bit of... it does have platforming a little bit. Okay. Yeah, you're right. All right, so go back to your fisting.
Okay, thank you. I definitely will. But, I mean, mean, look, it's a fun game, honestly. It's very Ori-esque to me. I mean, which is another reason why I like it, because I fell in love with the Ori games. I absolutely love both of them.
They look so pretty.
Both of them?
I beat both of them.
I love the story. Was the second one sad?
The second one will fuck you up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I never
I mean, like, I beat that one on stream, too.
Yeah, so. I never finished the second one.
Wow, okay.
Like, yo, so when you find out everything with the second one at the very end of it and how it all ties together with also the first game, it's like, you go, oh, wow, oh, shit. Like, yo, that is, like the that they wove that story so beautifully. So beautifully.
Interesting. Probably going to do a YouTube.
Back to Fist.
Yeah. But, I mean, because of games like Ori, well, mainly because of Ori alone, I mean, I'm like, okay, Metroidvania, at least I'll fuck with it. I'll go ahead and at least attempt.
And it's on Game Pass.
So, you mean, why not? So, yeah, I downloaded that. I've been playing that. I tried a CRPG, which is, you know, like Wasteland 3. So, Pillars of Eternity, I tried first. That one, I couldn't get a grasp on. The fighting mechanics on that game, I just could not figure out.
Is it turn by turn or is it?
No, it's not. It's like, I can't even explain it.
It is, or can be, turn based, but yeah. So same on my end because of games like Baldur's Gate 3 being so popular right now.
Yes, so Baldur's Gate 3 is super popular right now, and plus the three of us and Mike and another friend are also doing a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Our first
campaign. I mean, all of us, it's our first, and it's Mike's first DM.
Because we felt that as nerdy as we were, we weren't quite nerdy enough, so we needed to sort of take it to that next level.
I mean, look, you're married and have kids.
Yeah.
Your kids are dead. Like I said, your kids are damn near grown.
That's still a nerd.
Here's the thing. I'm married. I got my kids. Mike's married. He's got his kids. We all got our excuse. We already got our women. Yeah, we can be as nerdy as the fuck we want. What's your damn... What do you got to say?
Plead the fifth.
So we're trying that. Baldur's Gate is like the next big thing, and I'm not sure I want to dip my toes into that yet, so I'm trying games that are...
Supposed
to be similar. A couple of games that are even made by the same developers, like Divinity Original Sin, which I've tried.
Anthony and Andy, they loved Divinity.
So,
and the second one, it's so incredible.
So, is it Original Sin? Because I know there's Divinity Original Sin 1 and 2, and then there's also Divinity, which I think is an offshoot.
No, it's Original Sin.
Okay. I tried the first one. Gave it a shot. I gave it a couple of weeks
during the town.
I was about to say, you really have. Anytime I was jumping on, I'd see that you were on it. I'm like...
And I played the crap out of it, but it just moves so slowly and advances so slowly that I don't have the patience for that. So I skipped that. I found another one on Game Pass that's similar to it. It actually uses the whole dice roll and everything. It's Celesta. So it actually uses the same concept.
Yeah, but you said that one's like an OG Xbox.
The graphics are terrible. No, the graphics are like the main game looks fine, or whatever. But anytime it cuts into a cutscene,
what is it called again?
It's Celesta.
No, I was gonna say because usually when we game together, like, you guys all go to bed and I tend to stay up later. And as I'm right before I get to go to bed, I see, oh, Javier has logged in. Like, well after we're done doing Diablo 4, whatever we were doing. It's like, oh, he's playing to whatever.
Celesta.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Do you do that to like go to sleep or something?
When I'm done playing with you guys, I will go to bed. That's true.
Do you at least pass dinner first?
Thankfully, what's that now?
Sometimes.
What I will do is when I go to bed, I will pull out my phone, connect my controller to it, and hop onto cloud, the Xbox Game Cloud, and I will play on there.
True.
Not all games work on that. Very well. No. Some of the text is very small. This does not work. well on that, but I tried.
I just love the fact that how you just kept on saying like over and over again, I tried. I gave it a try.
The original saying, I gave it a try.
Are you trying to convince yourself or are you trying to convince the audience?
I'm trying to convince. Well, no.
Anybody who's remotely interested in this?
Exactly. I'm trying to let you guys know, whoever listens.
Fair warning.
That I gave it a shot. I don't know if Baldur's Gate is going to be necessary for me, but I'm trying. I'm trying to find a game similar to it that...
But you get to eat a baby.
That, do you?
In Baldur's Gate.
Can I kill a dog?
Actually, yes, you could probably kill a dog.
Then
I'm sold.
Then I'm buying it.
Let me make sure I let people know I do love dogs. I will not kill a living animal.
In video games, though.
Yeah, whatever. It was one time.
I just want to let it be known.
It is so fucking
cool. I have three dogs of my own that I treat better than my kids. So I love dogs. Just the one time. And we'll just leave it at that.
In a video game.
I'm sorry. I thought that was hanging on a big ass ledge. I thought that was implied.
No, in a video game. Why the fuck do you think something's going to be implied?
The one time and the developers.
The shit's on the record.
Developers shouldn't have
that. It's going to get on the internet. The internet is forever.
The only option they should let you do with a dog is give the option to pet.
Well, they do have the option to pet the dogs in Diablo 4, but then when you go through the campaign, they follow you, and then they get dead by demons and stuff.
Yeah, but this was the Division. The Division didn't give you the option of petting a dog, but they let you shoot them. So it's on them, really. It's on them. If anything, I discovered a bug in their system that should have been reported,
and they
should have patched it.
Oh my god, I love this so much. Fuck yes. Other than that, like Wasteland 3, that's also what I've been trying.
So Wasteland 3 I have played to completion. So I did enjoy that to the point where I was able to beat it.
Okay. Yeah, cuz I mean, like I am very, very early in the game, like stupid early in the game. I'm still trying to figure out all the stupid shit, like, because I mean, you have like an area that you can move to. I mean, just like with, you mean, D&D, you mean how we have like 30 feet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's equated to a game.
It's like a XCOM or something like that.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's more with guns. So it's not like Dungeons and Dragons stuff, but.
Yeah.
RTS?
No.
Gears of War.
What, Tactics?
Yeah.
Tactics,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, is that how Gears of War Tactics is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and okay. I want to say I also played that to completion.
Yeah, my boy Alex, he fucking loved that game. Tactics. Love that game, yeah. Okay. But I mean, I'm trying to get into it to see if Baldur's Gate 3 is worth spending the money on.
But you're trying.
I am giving it a good run. But other than that, with this episode, I wanted to talk about Starfield.
Yes.
Because the game is coming out on September 6th.
Yes.
But if you got the early edition, you get to play it at the beginning of September, right?
The premium edition, yes. You get to play it on September 1st.
You elitist fuck.
First of all, if you're a Game Pass subscriber, you're only required to pay the $31-$35 to upgrade to the premium edition. Which one of the perks is getting the ability to play it a few days early?
I don't think we've ever talked about this. Are we going to play that game like as a... Can you play that as a...
No, it's solo.
It's solo?
It's solo.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay, then I'm cool. All right. Then I don't gotta work. Then I can just jump on it wherever the fuck I want. Cool.
Absolutely.
I like that. Okay.
I don't know if it's Dan's type of game though, because it is from the same people that make Fallout.
True.
You don't normally run with Bethesda on single player games.
Well, no, because and actually I was thinking about this when on my way over. Like, yeah, one of the cons for me for Fallout 76 or whatever, the combat seemed really clunky to me for some reason.
Okay. Kind of so, all right. So you're comparing it to Fallout 76.
But,
I get that.
But
have you tried Fallout 3, Fallout 4, mm-hmm. Fallout New Vegas? Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because.
I mean, Fallout 3 was the whole reason why I even got into the series. Fallout 3 was, that was one of the best games I've ever played. I loved it.
But Fallout 3, yes, New Vegas, absolutely.
New Vegas was Obsidian, though.
Yeah, but still, similar play style. Different story, but similar play style.
But kind of seeing what's coming up with, you know, the show, what they showcased off. You know, it looks like it's got a little bit more to offer. You know, you got like space travel and stuff. You got space combat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then once you kill everybody in space, you just got to fly right past them and pick all your shit up.
Yeah. And then the combat in there seems to be a little bit more smoother. Like there's more mechanics to it that, you know, might be more to my liking. So yeah, the only thing, one of my biggest gripes, and this is just me personally, like, yes, we play our games that we play together with, and there's like management for like inventory and life and whatnot. I more enjoy like point something and shoot it and collect the ammunition and shoot more stuff and get this bigger gun and then shoot more stuff and then kill the boss and then yay, credits. Okay.
He likes the modern RPGs.
Yeah, something like that. Like shooter looter, awesome. You know, there is like a dumbed down version, in my opinion, of like the inventory management and stuff, and like, you know, grinding for weapons and stuff, which is fine.
See, I would consider Fallout a looter shooter
because you gotta like construct your weapons and you have to construct
Fallout
your
ammunition.
That's Fallout 76.
Okay,
yeah, you're comparing. Let go of Fallout 76. You tried
apples and oranges, basically.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Fallout 76 is a role playing game. I mean, you assume the role of
you're not wrong.
Somebody that comes out of the vault.
Right.
You explore the world. You can be a dick, or you can be.
I do Paragon, thoroughly love the Paragon system.
Yeah.
Because there are main things that happen that if you do this one thing, there's no way in hell you can ever do this one mission. It is always that way. It's always okay. Like a Megaton.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Megaton.
Was that first, 3 or 4? Was that 3?
That was 3.
Okay. You can also play it as a first person shooter. Point the gun, shoot it.
Then when I run out of ammo and I got a melee shit.
I don't think I really had an issue running out of ammo.
Especially not with the VATS. I mean, that's kind of like,
and that's another helps thing. You. Yeah, so you can either choose to play it as a straight first-person shooter or utilize the VAT system, which pauses.
It actually pauses the game, not somewhat slows it down like it does in 76.
Which allows you to pick a body part.
Right.
And you can see if a certain body part has a higher percentage to hit. Okay. So you can
if that particular part of the body is ready to like fall off because that limb's health is low.
Yeah. So you can go for the headshots if you want using the VAT system and watch the glorious explosions in slow motion.
Blood and guts.
Yeah. It's nice.
For you, I would say either Fallout 3 or Fallout 4.
Or New Vegas.
They're on Game Pass now, aren't they?
They're all on Game Pass.
Ain't that
they're all in Game Pass. Not only that, but you get the better version of it because you get the frames per second FPS boost.
Yep.
Nice.
So, and the higher resolution. So I think you get
plus on top of that is like the game of the game of game of year edition. Yeah. You know what I mean? That it is.
You're not gonna lose anything. You might even be able to play it on the cloud. Who knows? But it's not gonna hurt you to download it.
Something to consider. Yeah. Something to consider.
Absolutely.
Give them all a shot. That way, if you enjoy that type of game or that style of game, you can probably
probably enjoy what Starfield will be.
I do wonder if Starfield has
very pretty.
It does look very pretty. I mean, it's a newer.
It's Bethesda graphics though, but it's just prettier. Bethesda graphics.
It's cleaner. But I do wonder if they have a VAT system similar to Fallout, or if it's straight up freeform first person.
Mm. a good point. I would.
I mean, we'll find out. I mean, there's been nothing.
With these suits, I kind of expect there to be some type of to give you some type of reading on, like.
I'm sure. But there's been nothing. Hinted at any of the gameplay footage that alludes to that. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll either see when the reviews come out or.
Yeah, to which
September 1st.
Yeah. Like, so, yeah, we're going to be getting those.
August 31st.
Yeah.
That's when the
embargo lifts.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an embargo code, by the way. I don't. I just wanted to sound cool.
Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to sound cool for the the fans. I'm not.
If you had a fucking embargo code, like, I would lose my shit.
Because you almost did. I saw that look. You almost did.
Dude, you fucking caught me good on that, man. For real.
You know, for a split second, you had me too. What the fuck are we talking about?
But yeah, dude, that is absolutely going to be one of those games that I know Mike is going to be jumping deep into. Both of us are going to be jumping deep into. I mean, I know Dan's looking at it, and
Dan will try. It's game.
I have it. I pre-downloaded it, so I'm just waiting.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. So, all right. Nothing wrong with that, though.
No.
I don't think I got anything else to say to y'all. At least not on Mike.
Fuck you too.
See, this is what we do in post. All right, so I just want to go ahead and say, Hav, Dan, thank you very much for jumping in.
My pleasure.
Do y'all want to give out your, like, where people can find you? You know what I mean? If you want to.
No.
No?
No. I don't really know. Look me up. my Twitter is only used for tentacle porn, so... Don't.
That is true.
Yeah.
His algorithm.
I don't Facebook. I don't Instagram unless it's something you guys sent me, which, you know, I do appreciate the stuff you guys sent me. I watch a lot of TikTok, but no, I don't need you guys to find me.
Dan Gray Jr.
Yeah.
It may or may not have an underscore after it.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Honestly, yeah, you're not wrong.
He's not worth to be found either. Don't even try.
I'm just a nobody on the internet at this point.
All right, so now it is so great for you guys to actually hear this for the first time. And this This is the outro that Anthony did last week that we are now going to keep.
Ooh. Oh.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
All right, y'all. Be good. Be good to each other. Be good to others. As always.
Game on.
I am sorry for the tentacle porn conversation.
Game on, y'all. Peace.
Bye.